Howdy, folks. You know, doctors say that hard work never killed anybody, but I say, why take a chance on being the first victim? This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. I guess you know that not so long ago, a New York department store advertised old raccoon coats for sale. Not new coats, but the genuine article right out of the Prohibition era. You know, it'd be interesting to look at these shaggy old coats to see if there's any artifacts left over from that period. Those coats were so big you could hide almost anything in them, including a flapper or two, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if you examined the pockets, if you'd find a flask or a pork pie hat and a ukulele. Also, maybe a couple of tickets to a Charleston contest or something. You know, I've got some old bell-bottom trousers I wouldn't mind seeing come back in style. The only trouble with them, they're a little tight around the middle. Now, I guess the cloth must have shrunk over the years, you know. But I've got a good piece of advice for you along that line. Chewing delicious double mint gum, that sure helps to keep you satisfied when you're counting calories without ever being heavy or filling you up, you know. You buy some today and just enjoy all you like. Healthful, wholesome, double mint chewing gum. We got another item for you to enjoy here, too. It's Paula Richards, our Missouri songbird, singing Autumn in New York.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York, it's good to live in.
Autumn in New York. That's better than August in Albuquerque. But, you know, getting back to those old raccoon coats, I never fit into the styles in those days at all. For one thing, I never could keep my hair parted in the middle and slicked down on both sides, you know. And those little jazz bow ties, they didn't work for me. Always clashed with my Adam's apple. And another thing, when it come to strumming a ukulele, seemed like I was all hangnails. I don't know. Of course, as far as that goes, there's plenty of modern things I can't go for either. Like those ruffle shirt fronts for me, I don't know. And the new pickle barrel silhouette they're trying to hoist off on our women folks today. You know, pretty soon, if you think you see a sack of potatoes walking down the street, well, don't try to load it on a truck. It might be one of our ladies wearing the latest fashion from Paris there. Another modern thing I don't like is this rock and roll music. I don't know, I'm the kind of fella that thinks Guy Lombardo plays a little fast for dancing, you know? There's a lot of things I don't like that. But I am partial to things that are good, of course, like delicious double mint chewing gum. That's good for healthful reasons, too. There's a long list of good things that chewing double mint can do for you, like keeping your mouth fresh and clean tasting, and helping to keep your teeth clean, too. There's plenty of other nice things double mint can do for you, so you chew it often and enjoy it while you're letting it do you good, will you? I don't know that the Jack Halloran Quartet does me any good, but I kind of enjoy their singing. And this is as good a time as any to let them entertain us with Little Liza Jane.
Oh, oh, Eliza. Oh, oh, Eliza.
Little Liza Jane.
Little Liza Jane.
Little Liza Jane.
You got a gal and I got none.
Little Liza Jane.
Come, my love, and be my one.
Little Liza Jane.
I got a house in Baltimore.
Little Liza Jane.
Streetcar running by the door.
Little Liza Jane.
Oh,
oh, Eliza.
Little Liza Jane.
Oh, Eliza. Little Liza Jane.
Brussels carpet on my floor.
Little Liza Jane.
Silver door plate on my door.
Little Liza Jane.
Front door stairs clean and white.
Little Liza Jane.
Window pane shining bright.
Little Liza Jane.
Oh,
Eliza.
Little Liza Jane.
Oh, Eliza. Little Liza Jane. Come, my love, and live with me. Little Liza Jane. I'll take very good care of thee. Little Liza Jane. This is such a simple song, Little Liza Jane. We could sing it all day long, Little Liza Jane. But just in case you'd like a rest, Little Liza Jane, to end this song we'll do our best, Little old Liza Jane.
Oh,
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 Eliza, Little Liza Jane. Jane.
Well, now, I wouldn't go so far as to say that rendition of Little Liza Jane is a classic, but if we made every musical number the best you ever heard, well, the monotony of perfection would get mighty tiresome. That's one thing you don't need to worry about around here. But now it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Today's Buttram Bonus is on selling your house. Now, when you put your house on the market, the first thing you'll notice is a car now and then driving real slow around the block. Somebody giving your place the once-over before deciding to come in, see? Now, when you're selling your house, you have to be sure to keep the beds made and the floors swept. Besides that, you have to keep your good clothes on. No more sitting around the front room in your stocking feet with papers scattered on the floor. No, sir. Now, some of these so-called prospects, they're not really interested. Actually, they've always been curious about how your family lives, that's all. I mean, the women, they'll peer around in the closets and examine the counterpanes and see how your curtains fit with the furniture, you know. But you have to be nice to everybody. And pretty soon, you begin to feel like one of those department store guides conducting a tour through refrigerators or floor coverings and women's shoes. But most of the folks, they take it for granted that your asking price for the house is $2,000 more than you expect to get, which is awful unfair. I mean, it's just $1,000 more than you'd settle for, really. But as a rule, your visitors, they won't commit themselves. Even if they think your place is simply darling, they'll just nod their heads and grunt, you know. But now, be careful of the couple that shows too much interest. Now, chances are they're about to be evicted for back rent where they're living now, you know. They probably couldn't raise a dime on a cake of yeast. Now, you point out the efficiency features, such as, you know, the roller towel being located right next to the wash pan or the water bucket. And you show how the decor of the kitchen is enhanced by the gay colors of the stovepipe. And you hope your callers won't notice that the picture in the bedroom covers a crack in the wall there. Yeah, when you put your house on the market, you say farewell to privacy and hello to life in a fishbowl. Oh, there's one thing to remember. You've got to have your company manners on, so it's a nice idea to, you know, put out a friendly treat that all your visitors will appreciate. That's refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Yes, sir, you keep your guests refreshed and relaxed there. Double mint just naturally goes with sociability, and everybody likes it. Well, Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy, they look refreshed and relaxed right now, so we're going to have them sing a duet for you.
When we're dancing at the fair, we have to watch and keep aware when good old Bambolina calls us stop. That means I must stand still in your arms and hold your hand still, for we dare not dance or skip or kick or hop.
Times when he may choose to stop give me a good excuse to prop my little head against my partner's chest.
So you see the reason why, though other dances I may try, I always like the Bambolina best.
Times when he may choose to stop give me a good excuse to prop my little head against my partner's chest.
So you see the reason why, though other dancers I may try, I always like the Bambolina best. That's why I like Bambolina best.
Well, that last note was a nice note to close on for today, except I wouldn't want to leave you without reminding you that while you're enjoying double mint gum any time at all, well, there's a kind of a special time to keep in mind, you know. Chew double mint after every meal. That's a time to let the healthful chewing aid your digestion. Well, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that the honeymoon's over when he phones to say he'll be late for supper, and she's already left a note saying it's in the refrigerator. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow. Huh?